Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Not too bad.
It's I've been a while since we recorded an ego together.
It has. I can't remember the last time I was
Can't remember the last time I was on.
on.
My house is dead echoey. This is it. We're just recording now. If Nick turns up, he turns up. If he doesn't, he doesn't. Just me and you. Who cares?
Yeah.
Oh my God, what are you drinking?
I'm sticking to my usual now. I've got a raspberry Pepsi Max.
Oh.
I've taken over from Nick.
Have you given up alcohol?
Not really.
Oh, okay.
I will be having a few bevvies while we're away, I'm sure.
A few beverages.
Yes. There was a nice looking cider in NBC Sports Grill and Brew or whatever it's called.
Go
A
on.
nice blueberry cider by the look of it.
Ooh, that's going to make you poo a funny colour.
Yeah, so I'm definitely going to try that. And we've got to try the Jaws drink, haven't we? From the San Francisco area of Universal.
I didn't know there was a Jaws drink.
Yeah, it's called the Bruce.
Oh, right. Alcoholic.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm drinking whiskey from last night. I can only have the one, though. It's only a little one, to be honest.
You're working tomorrow.
I'm working tomorrow, so tits up. Oh, I do like whiskey. I think I might get a bottle of whiskey for the room.
Yeah.
Just to oil. I think if you go out just happy, maybe you won't drink so much when you're out.
Yeah.
I want to introduce you to the swamp, the Florida swamp drink. I can't remember what it's called, but it's 10% proof. Woo!
Oh, God.
I had one. I had a Schopenhoffer in the NBC
The
bar today.
grapefruit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now it's 3%. So it's not a very strong lager at all. So I had to have a Schopenhoffer just to get not just to get a thingy, a fucking a swamp thingy. I mean, fucking.
Yeah.
Oh, right. So on this episode, we're basically going to just talk about what we've done all summer.
Yeah, we've been gone a while.
A little catch up, and then. I've started listening to a lot of old established people and listening to stuff that I've never heard before or just revisiting old stuff.
Yeah.
So I thought that would be something to talk about. And then I thought all these new streaming services that are coming online, some a lot sooner than than others. The Big Apple event that was this week. I don't know how excited you are for any of that.
Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to it. I've kind of said that my Sky TV is going away, possibly this weekend, to make room for all these streaming services.
I think you are a trendsetter. You're a cable cutter. My wife hasn't got the bollocks. Well, she hasn't got bollocks.
Just yours.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My shaven haven. You've got to be brave, I think, because if your internet's gone down, then you're left with Freeview Telly for the night,
Yeah.
which isn't the end of the world. But okay, so right, bearing in mind what's coming on the 1st of November, are you going to get Apple TV Plus?
Probably. At the
So.
price that they're starting at a fiver, I don't think you can really argue. And as I said, cutting Sky, I've already got Amazon Prime and I've already got Netflix. I've already got Disney Life.
So what streaming device have you got under your telly, or is it this all in telly?
No, we've got a Chromecast.
Okay.
And I've
Now,
had that for a while.
so again, in light of Apple's announcement where you buy any Apple product, you're going to get Apple TV Plus free for a year. are you not tempted to spend the £150 on an Apple TV 4K?
Possibly.
Because you'd be getting £60 worth of free Apple TV subscription for the year.
Yeah, it might be. It might be nearer the time that that happens. But I am actually due for a phone upgrade.
Oh, yeah.
So, literally at the end of November. So, and it will be an iPhone. I've tried stepping away to an Android phone and hated it.
Oh, the shit.
So I will be sticking with an iPhone. I'm not sure what yet at the moment.
So how would you watch your Apple TV Plus then, if you haven't got an Apple TV? Would you just AirPlay or stream it across to the Chrome?
Yeah, I just Chromecast it. That's what we do with everything else.
So how does that technology work?
Literally, it's just a click of a button and it picks up, it recognises that there's something in the room with an extra internet signal.
So is that streaming down to your phone and then bouncing across to the telly, or does the phone just send like a web page where the Chromecast can go and get the content?
I'm not sure, because the Chromecast actually has its own, like, it's like a router. It's like a Wi-Fi hub.
Nice.
So it's kind of creating its own signal. So I assume that it's picking it up from my phone.
I mean, we're going all over the place here, but with the house move, one of the things I've promised the girls, we don't believe in televisions in the bedrooms.
Yeah.
Really. But both my two, one's 15 and one's 10, and they're both desperate for tellies in the bedroom. So we've said, look, when we move house, because it's a bigger house, you can have a telly in your bedroom. So Nanny is buying them an Apple TV each for Christmas. So we'll have two Apple TVs downstairs and two Apple TVs upstairs. So we'll never see our kids.
Yeah, I've not got to that age where he wants to be in it. A lot of the time he won't spend time in his room anyway at the moment. He's only six.
Yeah, it gets... I mean, our Grace is only... She's just turned 10. Well, 10 in January. She's nearly 11 now. This summer, she's in the smallest bedroom in the house here, but she'd rather spend her time in that small, tiny box room than with us downstairs.
Yeah.
So she likes her own space, and the eldest does as well, to be fair. But, I mean, this going back to Apple TV Plus, more and more announcements are coming out now. So there's a limited range of shows. Some of them are going to be binge-worthy, like sort of full season. But then the others that are ready to go, so the big ones like the Good Morning Show, is going to be the first three episodes, and then a new episode coming weekly.
Yeah.
So the change in the model of the streaming services, basically Netflix has always been about the binge, hasn't it?
Yeah, throw it out and it's all there for you to watch at your own leisure, whether that's in one night or over a week or...
Sorry. So, I got an email off Netflix the other week. My Netflix is going up.
Yep, I got it as well.
To $12.99. I pay $9.99 now.
Yeah.
And that's because my entire family uses my Netflix, not just my immediate family. So my brother-in-law, sister-in-law, they've got it on both their Apple TVs and all their iDevices and their kids. My other brother-in-law, he's got it on his devices. My mother-in-law's got it on about three devices. So you can have Netflix on unlimited devices, I think. I don't think there's an actual limit. However, you have to pay extra. So we could only have two devices initially.
Yeah.
Streaming. And Stuart, whenever we tried to watch our Netflix, his kids were always watching it. Because it tells you where. Yeah. So we had to change the code and say, look, sorry. And because we had to rein it in, basically, because we'd give the code out to Debbie and Alex, to Stuart, Michelle, to, you know, the next door neighbour, all this type of stuff. So we could never watch our own Netflix. But we've paid for the next tier up where you can have a super 4K quality and all that palaver, but we haven't got 4K tellies. But you can have up to 4 people watching at once. But I think Netflix have been trialing software that makes it harder for you to give your code out to people.
Yeah, and I'm wondering where Disney are going to go with this.
Well, at the moment, Disney Life, they say you can only have it on 10 devices.
Yeah.
And I think it's 4 people can watch it once.
Yeah.
Something like that. But in my experience, it's on about 20 devices through the entire family. But what it does do, I think, to combat it, is it signs everybody out all the time.
Yeah.
So you have to constantly be signing in, which is a pain in the arse. I actually want, I want the Apple TV model because it's so simple. It's family sharing. So we've already got our family sharing set up. The 4 of us are on my family for my Apple Music and my app purchases and my movie purchases and my book purchases. So we're going to get Apple Arcade on the 19th of September, because we're going to have 4 Apple TVs, like you've said, with different accounts and all that. I mean, Apple Arcade is, I think, groundbreaking. I know PlayStation do some sort of paid service, and I know Xbox do, but you still have to have them consoles under the telly with these Apple games. You can just pick up where you left off on your iPad, and then you can carry on your phone, and then when you get home, you can carry on the telly.
Yeah.
That's pretty special, that.
Yeah, so it's similar to the Nintendo Switch, but obviously you don't have to have a console to do it.
Yeah, exactly. So what other streaming services are you excited about?
Well, at the moment, Amazon, I think, has been fantastic over the last few months. I know you watched The Boys. I watched that as well over the summer.
The Boys is some of the best television I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, really enjoyed it.
Because it grounded the superheroes in reality.
Yeah, and I liked that comedic hint to it as well.
Yeah.
That was running through it. And yeah, really, really enjoyed it. I like Carl Urban anyway. I think he's a really underrated actor.
Which one was he?
He's the, you know, the detective.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He was brilliant.
Yeah, that says fuck you every 5 minutes or so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really liked him. All the way back, he was in Lord of the Rings, was the first time I saw him.
What was he in Lord of the Rings?
He played Eomer, the leader of the horse race.
Oh, God. I'm desperate to get my girls to watch Lord of the Rings. Now, you're introducing Sam to Lord of the Rings, yeah?
Yeah.
How do you do it? Is it The Hobbit? Or do you go in with Lord of the Rings?
I think The Hobbit is a little bit more... Weirdly, the films are a little bit more adult for me.
But The Hobbit book is a child's book.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's where the disconnection happened when they did the Hobbit films. I think it was aimed at a different audience to what it originally was. I would introduce them to The Lord of the Rings first.
Yeah, trying to get them to sit down. I haven't watched them films basically since they come out on extended DVD.
Yeah.
I think
I went through a period before I got married that I'd watch them quite regularly. And my wife is a Lord of the Rings fan as well.
Your wife?
But we just haven't sat down and watched them. Because of how long they are,
yeah,
you kind of have to watch them in a couple of sittings, and then you kind of lose where you are and and things like that. And we just haven't got around to watching them, but I'm sure at some point we will. I went through a whole period of meeting cast members from Lord of the Rings for years. Met all of the Hobbits, and all a whole group of other people. I met the guy that played, obviously, Gimli, and he played Salah in Indy. John Rhys Davies, Christopher Lee, I met. So yeah, I went through a whole period of absolutely loving Lord of the Rings. And talking of Amazon, of course they've got the rights to the Lord of the Rings TV series that's on its way.
Yes, and that's why I want to get it watched to get into the TV show. I mean, you are right. Amazon has absolutely upped its game in these, and you know they've just signed up. We in our little chat group, South Park.
Yeah.
Every episode of South Park is on there now. That in itself, I mean, I love The Last Man on Earth, and I used to have to go to extremes to get hold of my copies of that because it's not on mainstream TV.
Yeah.
But now that's on Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
And that is the funniest TV show on the planet, actually. But
yeah, I mean, that's partly what I've been doing this summer. I've been off. I've had about 3 weeks off over the summer holidays this year. And while Sam's playing with Lego and things like that, I've kind of sat on the sofa and he's watched something on the TV. And I've had something on my iPad and I've kind of been watching a load of old shows on Amazon as well. New Girl, I started watching that again.
We stuck with New Girl. Where did we get up to? Where Coach come back?
Yeah.
And so, yeah. And the other fellows are busy.
Yeah.
So now, right, has New Girl finished now?
Yes.
So there's an end in sight. Okay. So if we get back to... And all of it's on Amazon Prime?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I watched the whole first season in a few days. I've not watched any more. I've not got on to season. I think I did start watching season two on my last week off. But yeah, I've kind of been catching up on some old stuff that maybe I didn't see all of it. Or that's the habit that I got into, but really bad habit of watching three or four seasons and then going, oh, I'm done. I can't be bothered to watch any more of this. There's too much new stuff to watch.
Yeah. And this
is the same with Mad Men.
Well, this is the reason why you're getting rid of your Sky.
Yeah.
Because what is the point? Television, the model of television we grew up with, where EastEnders is on at 7 o'clock at night or whatever, that is dead now.
Yeah.
That is dead. I mean, I phoned Virgin up about 3 months ago to quit and say, I just want your internet. I think I was going to get 200 megabytes. We were on 200. I was just going to get the internet only. And I can't remember how much it was, but it must have been around 50 quid a month for that, something like that.
Yeah.
And she goes, okay, so you've got the one TiVo box, you've got no Sky Sports. How about we give you this new deal that isn't out yet? It is out now. It's out to the masses now. £99. Right. So instantly I went, no, I'm trying to cut it. She went, 500 megabyte download speeds. Right. So so I'm like, okay, now I'm listening. A free SIM card for a Virgin mobile phone with unlimited data and unlimited minutes. Now, our Grace is about to go into seniors next year. She just started year six now. So she will be getting a mobile phone at some point in the next year. So I was like, okay, so I don't have to pay for a SIM card, a SIM-only deal for my daughter. Okay, that's fair enough. Then she goes, another TiVo box. I'm like, okay. And then she went, all the sports in HD and all the movie channels in HD. And you have full access to them on all the apps. So I've got the Sky. So I signed up because how could you not sign up for that? But you can't possibly watch it all.
Right.
So you've got to have big bollocks. So I've got BT Sport, Sky Sports, Sky Sports app on my iPhone and iPad, Sky Cinema app on my iPhone and iPad. You can download movies on that and everything. So 99 quid. So when you phone up next week to take Sky out, they're going to offer you the world.
Yeah.
Are you just still going to walk away?
Yeah. I honestly don't need it. For about a month, I didn't even know where the remote control was.
Wow. Okay, so who's your internet provider? Sky?
It's Sky, yeah.
So can you get Virgin in your area?
Yeah, we can. We've been looking. We might go and join Nick and get BT. We're not sure, because at the moment they're offering like fibre for the price that we're paying for broadband.
But Nick's internet's a bit ropey, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
I mean, I'm on Virgin, and I regularly, in the middle of the day when no one's using the internet outside in other houses, I'll get 500 megabytes, piece of piss.
Yeah.
Of a night, I'll be probably pulling in about 200 now. But the router, the wireless router, the Wi-Fi box, the magic box off Virgin Media is absolute dog shit.
Yeah.
So I've had to go and invest in a mesh network. So I've got three of these little round discs. I think I paid 150 quid for it. And they are absolutely, you just basically turn your Virgin Media box into a modem, basically.
Yeah.
And you collect these and they all keep you connected. So we went from, we had the Apple extenders.
Yeah.
I can't remember what they, AirPlay, I think they're called. And they were 15-year-old equipment that were not fit for purpose anymore. So in our bedroom, which is the furthest corner of the house, Kerry on her side of the bed couldn't get Wi-Fi. Now she gets 200 megabytes Wi-Fi in the same corner.
Amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. Just absolutely. So I'm impotent and all my hair's falling out, but we've got Wi-Fi. I've got a big tumour on the side of my head as well.
The Sky's definitely going to go.
No matter, they're going to... Okay, so how are you going to watch your beloved Watford?
I don't. That's because I was a season ticket holder for so long. And I literally used to go every week. I can't watch football on TV.
So
I really struggle.
Liverpool Man U are on the telly Sunday, big Sunday, or Liverpool Man City, because Liverpool Man U is not a big game anymore. Liverpool Man City, whoever wins the game is going to win the league. You're not watching it?
No.
You just go down the ale house and watch it, maybe?
Yeah, if it's a big game, then that would be what I do. I really struggle just to watch it. I'd rather listen on the radio.
That's interesting, though.
Because I get just as good a view. The fact that you can't see the whole pitch when you're watching it on TV, I really struggle with.
Yeah, but even if in the stadium you can't see the whole pitch, because you're only looking at the ball, aren't you?
Yeah, but at least you can see people making runs. When you're watching it on TV, that half the pitch is cut off.
Yeah, you are right there,
And just as I said, it used to be I was a season ticket holder and I used to go to every single game.
Oh, Eve, I'm recording a podcast. Go and just put a glass over the spider. Go and get a glass. Oh, freaking child. My 15-year-old daughter is shit scared of spiders. So I've got to go in here now. So we're going to hear a spider execution in real life. It's probably the size of one of me friggin'... Where?
Parallel.
Yeah. Oh, my God, it's tiny. Well, it's going nowhere now.
No,
it's fine there. It's in the glass. No, I'm not. No, I'm recording a podcast with Paul.
How long will you be?
As long as I'll be. 3 hours. It's in the glass. It hasn't got a friggin' spade, you weirdo. No.
You can't look at it.
You can't look at it.
Well, it can't look at you. He's got 8 eyes. You've got 4. Go and sit down. Go on. Live on the podcast, people. Oh, I'm going to have to go and get a fucking piece of paper now because she's insufferable. She's fucking whinging and everything. Fucking clown. Don't you just love kids? It's supposed to be a blessing, aren't they?
They say that.
Despised as hard as fuck. Like, it's running around like a mad bastard.
It's prep for Halloween Horror Nights.
Oh, I hate spiders. There was one on their bed the other day. You're a spider magnet, you weirdo. There was one on their bed at, like, I don't know what time it was, but it was late. And I was asleep because I was getting up at 2 o'clock in the morning. So I just went in and beat the shit out the spider. So then she couldn't sleep then because there was spider juice all over the bed. There you go. Yeah, well, the spiders don't like you either. Oh, 15-year-old girls, lad. Are you having any more? Was that you?
No, that's us done. We're done with one.
Just get a hamster instead.
Yeah.
They are wonderful. I'm moving out purely to give my daughters a better fucking start in life. And you'd think with one of them that I've shit in their eyes. Mm. It's a hard way. So anyway, getting back to the point in question. So what is going to be your streaming services? Because I am intrigued by this. You've got Netflix, you've got Amazon Prime.
Got Netflix, yeah. So obviously Disney Plus is a definite.
Mm-hmm.
Just upgrading from Disney Life, really, just to a better version.
I hope so. I hope that's all you do.
Yeah, so that's what it seems like, because they've started testing it in Holland, haven't they?
Yeah.
Over the last few days, they've given them a couple of months free trial to test it out in a smaller market. Looks good to me. I don't see any issues with it. Probably Apple Plus as well. Apple TV or whatever they're calling it.
The only thing that concerns me about Disney Plus, right, is what have we got now?
Disney Life.
That's it, yeah. Disney Life. Yeah. Fuck off, Disney Life. Right. The only thing that bothers me a little bit about Disney Plus is the sort of boxing themselves in. So, yes, they've got Marvel, but you can only do stuff in that universe. Yes, they've got Star Wars, but again, they can only do stuff in that universe. And then they've got their back catalogue, basically. And then they've got films that they're putting out, like Lady and the Tramp, the Dreamy. Something tells me it's not good enough to go on the big screen. Because
I think that's going to be the case with it, isn't it? They're going to be smaller productions. In fact, saying that, I think with the announcement that they're basically taking over Pinewood here in the UK for the next 10 years, I think we're going to see a lot of Disney Plus stuff being produced in the UK.
I just, where are they going to go? Because the Marvel bubble will burst. You can't just watch, you know, superheroes just doing mundane. What happens when, I keep saying this, but what happens when everybody's a superhero? And then the same with Star Wars. This new series that they've made, by all accounts, is absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah.
But they've got to say that. Now, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt on this, but you're not going to be able to binge watch it. I fully expect that to come out on a weekly basis.
They've confirmed that it will be.
Oh, they have, okay.
Yeah.
But it's like, there's only so many Star Wars movies that they've made. So up to now, they've got 6, 7, 8. They've made 10 movies.
Yeah.
And then they've shit themselves because they got a little bit of negative press. Well, to me, right, the next Solo movie should just go on to Disney Plus.
Yeah. I definitely agree.
just do it. Same actors, sign them all up for a fortune. And but again, how do you quantify how well that film was done? Because Solo probably made about 600 million or whatever. I don't know. But it may probably turned in a small profit. If you're spending 100 million on making a film that's going straight out onto Disney Plus, how do you... It's just people who are staying with the service or signing up with the service, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be a difficult one to see where it leads for them at the moment. Obviously, I think all us hardcore fans will be going with it for a while at least.
And that's it. I mean, I talked to Kerry tonight about cancelling Disney Life because my girls don't watch it anymore. We've got the Disney Channel on Virgin Media. The three Disney channels, which that is a brilliant thing that you can stream the Disney channels live on there. But I try and watch stuff. What did I watch? I did watch something when I got back from Florida. When I'm in Florida, right, I always see things and I always go, oh, I need to watch that. Oh, and it's always stuff like The Lion King. I go and see The Lion King show. I haven't seen The Lion King in 20 years. I hate talking lions. They fucking piss me off. Why would a zebra want to talk to a lion? Do you know what I mean?
True. Yeah.
It just burns my head out. But once you've seen them, haven't you? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, I can see where you're coming from. And definitely, I think the back catalogue stuff is going to be some of the stuff that's kind of become less available, I think, is where you're going to be hooking people for the near future. I think it's those fans of Disney of old, when you're looking at stuff like Herbie and films like that, that are, and even further back, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, and stuff like that, I think it's going to grab some people for the near future rather than the new stuff until they've built up a catalogue of newer stuff. I know... our pal Tony said that he won't be getting his free trial until probably a year in, if they do free trials, just due to the fact that he wants to wait until there's a catalogue of new stuff on there that's worth watching rather than diving straight in. Whereas I know people like us will dive straight in and watch the new stuff as soon as it's there. So they are going to have a very wide range of people watching.
Yeah, I hope it works. Don't get me wrong, but everybody is now. I mean, Now TV is absolutely phenomenal. Have you seen the entertainment package on Now TV?
I haven't, no.
You get 12 TV channels, I think it is, off the top of my head. So it's Sky One, Sky Atlantic, all these type of things, Comedy Channel, whatever. National Geographical, all these type of stuff. But then you get access to hundreds of box sets of stuff as well. And it's something like £4 a month or £7 a month. And then you get, you say you go down the alehouse, but for that big game, you can get a sports pass for the weekend.
Yeah.
And I think it's a tenner maybe for 24. They don't just give you the match. You get 24 hours of Sky Sports coverage on all six Sky Sports channels.
Okay, that's a really good deal.
You know, so if it's a big game or if it's a big Grand Prix, if you're into your Grand Prix or whatever, or your cricket or whatever. Yeah, it's just when you start doing it all the time, it starts to become really pricey. But if you're not that bothered...
Yeah.
Were you intrigued by the new iPhone? Are you getting one?
I'm not sure what level I'm going to get at the moment. It won't be the Pro, that's for sure.
No.
That's just out of my range. Even looking at like the deals that they do as an upgrade, I'm kind of like, no, an 11's possible. The likelihood is it'll probably be an XR that I go with this time.
Well, I've had the XR for a year now. and it's the best iPhone I've ever had. If you can, do you pass your iPhone? What are you on now?
I've got a 7 at the moment.
So, and what's the missus on?
She's on an SE, I think. Or a 6. She might be on a 6.
So with the likelihood is you're going to pass your 7 on to the missus?
Well, there's a possibility that I would have done or that I would have sold it. But when I moved house last year, I stepped on mine.
Nice.
So my screen is completely destroyed. The front camera is gone.
Oh,
I managed to tread on that. So basically, I think it's going to go in the bin. I don't think I'll get offered anything for it due to the fact that camera is completely buggered.
Well, what I will say with Apple, obviously you can buy it outright.
Yeah.
You can go to your provider, whoever you're on with, and get some sort of package, so that might work for you. But then Apple do, obviously, the Apple Care one where you can trade in after the year. So you don't actually, you get free Apple Care. You don't own the phone. Well, no, you do own the phone, but after a year, you can give it back and just get the new phone.
Yeah.
But then they do the other one, which I did, where you pay, I think it was 10%, and then you sign up to a 20-month credit agreement, interest-free, and you walk out with an iPhone. So I am paying now whatever it was for the XR. I put the 10% down, and then that's how I did it. So, because the other one with the Apple Care is compelling, but you are paying a little bit more for the Apple Care, and the temptation is there every year to get the new iPhone. That's what you want.
Yeah.
But we
I looked at the finance the other day, and I think it worked out maybe £3 cheaper than what I could get it on my contract.
Oh, that's good.
So not loads, but it's still a little bit cheaper than buying a contract. So we shall see nearer the time what comes around. It's not due until the end of November, so.
And what sort of contract are you on?
I'm currently on the data on mine is dreadful. I think it's only 5 gig
okay.
a month. And I've added an extra bit, and it's taken me, I'm paying £50 a month at the moment, I think.
Jesus.
So yeah, I'm looking forward to this contract being up and moving on to a new one that gives me a better amount for my money.
Well,
I'm quite happy to pay that much, but I want more for it now.
Well, I mean, I'm on 3, which you can use in America and all of mainland Europe and all around the world and all that. I get unlimited data, unlimited minutes for £20 a month.
Yeah.
As long as you're on a contract with 3 over £12 a month, 12 gig a month, they'll give you Go Binge as well, which gives you unlimited streaming on Netflix and Apple Music. So you can just stream that and it doesn't come off your data. And Snapchat, so you can send loads of dick pics to your beard. Not your wife, your beard. But then I have to pay my iPhone thing to Apple. So I'm probably paying similar to yourself.
Yeah. It's just because of how old my contract is. As I said, it's nearly 2 years now.
Yeah. Who are you with? Are you?
Vodafone.
I hate Vodafone.
See, I've never had any problems with them. I've been with them for over 20 years.
Well, they should be sucking your dick then.
Yeah. So,
are you listening, Vodafone?
Yeah, been with them since I was in secondary school. When I got my first phone. I was on pay as you go. And then I started my job and I moved on to a contract.
It's a big thing moving phone contracts, mate. It's big. You've got to have big bollocks to do it because it's a lot of messing around.
Yeah.
If you want to keep that same phone number. However, it's quite a cleansing and cathartic feeling when you change your phone number because you lose all the pricks you don't want to give your fucking number to.
To be fair, I've lost most of them anyway over the years. Moving to Nottingham helped quite a lot. So, yeah.
So, you've sort of touched on what you did all summer. Is that basically, did you do days out?
Yeah, we did a few because my wife takes the car to work.
Yeah,
we've only got one car between the two of us because I can get to work on public transport easily. We've got a tram system here in Nottingham that I can literally see the tram through my front window.
Nice.
Whizzing past, so I have to walk maybe 100 yards up the road to the nearest stop, and the stop is outside my office.
How much does that cost you, a month or a year? Or
I can't remember because I pay through work. We've got a tram to work scheme. So they give me the money at the beginning of the year.
Oh, that's good, isn't it?
And then they take it off my wage every month. So, and it gives us a discount. So it makes it a lot easier. I don't have to pay for it all up front by myself. And then I pay it back over the year. So that does save me quite a bit. It's like £4 a day if you want to return. So I save quite a bit of money doing it that way. We don't have loads of days out when I'm off because I don't have the car. The wife still takes it to work. But we spent a lot of time just going out for walks locally, going to the park and things like that, playing football. He wanted to play football over the summer. He's got to that age now where he's ready to kick the ball about a little bit.
Who's his team?
He's a Watford boy like me. It was an agreement. Everybody kind of tried to push him towards Nottingham Forest, and I was like, "No, this is my thing." Well, you lot stay away.
He's your son.
Yeah.
Nottingham Forest is shit.
Yeah. So he's had a shirt every year since he was born. I don't get one anymore, but he does. He gets the 50, 60 quid spent on him for a new shirt every summer. So
fucking mental, that, isn't it?
So, but yeah, he's wanting to go. I'm going to take him at some point this season, I think. He went to a friendly a few years ago. And it was still a little bit too much for him at that point. And I didn't start going regularly until I was 8 or 9. He's getting to that age now where we can start thinking about maybe taking him to one of the games towards the end of the season. And it's a bit quieter, people going on holiday and stuff like that. 20,000-30,000 people is quite a lot for a little one to deal with. So we'll see towards the end of the season how it's going.
You want to get him to Anfield, lad?
Maybe one day. I've still never been.
I don't know when the Liverpool Watford fixture is, but if I can make it happen,
one of those grounds that I've just not managed to get to. All the London grounds I did when I was younger, but I made it to both Manchester grounds as well. But Liverpool and Everton were the two that I always gone, I really want to make it, but I just never got round to it. So one day I'll get there.
I'll sort that for you, lad. While you're still in the Premier League, I'll get you there.
So this season, then, at the rate it's going.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, no, definitely make it at some point. My nephew's just moved to Liverpool Uni this week. So,
Uncle Adam.
He started there this week. He took a bit of a break out because he lived in Wisbeach down in Cambridgeshire for a while. And then moved up to live with my brother in North Wales. So just on the other side of the estuary. See Liverpool from my brother's old house. So he lives... You probably know the kind of area. He lives just outside Mould.
Yeah, well, I take my train through Flint.
That's where he works.
I think Flint's quite...
So.
Yeah, it's quite close,
so
isn't it?
My brother lives up there, so my nephew's just moved across the bit of water for a couple of years.
Oh, we'll have a fucking ball in Liverpool, lad.
So he's doing a music technician degree. So, He'll be balls deep. He's got a girlfriend that's at that uni as well, so I think that's part of the reason as well. He isn't normal uni age. He, as I said, he's taken a few years out. He's early 20s already. He's starting that this week. He put on Facebook that he'd moved to Liverpool. So another excuse.
He's right. Well, I am planning some sort of meetup in Liverpool for the After Dark Podcast Network. Now, the one in Universal is a free event. You obviously just need tickets if you want to hang around with us in the parks. We're not charging. What I am planning for Liverpool is a ticketed event where anyone who's coming up from down south will obviously need a hotel, but it'll be like a meetup, say 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, something like that, 2 o'clock even 3 o'clock. Then go for something to eat together, so book out a restaurant somewhere, and then go and do Shiverpool, which is a ghost walk.
I like a good ghost walk. I did one in Edinburgh a few years back.
And then a few beers, obviously. And then the next morning, I've got one of my new neighbours in my new house is a Beetle taxi driver and has got a Beetle company. And we can round out the event with going on a Beetle tour, basically.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, so I'd like to get this organised. Obviously, the October, November time of year, I think I've left it too late now, especially with me moving house and doing about fucking 20 things at once. So if I look at next year, it'll be somewhere around between probably after Halloween, but before Christmas, so yeah. November.
Sounds good. Definitely.
My summer has been thrown into fucking chaos, basically. I think it was June, was it?
Yeah.
Where I took the decision to buy my mother-in-law's old house. She's not dead. She's moved into a bungalow. God love her. So we hummed and hawed last year and we didn't do it. The house has been empty since, getting done up, getting work done, getting renovations done, ready for leasing, for the rental market. And while I was helping, I got talked into looking at it again. And then our builder, who we were supposed to get a loft conversion done with, he was delaying us from March, April, May this year to September this year. So now we should have been getting the loft conversion now. And to me, it was a sign. You know I'm like a religious type of person. I go to church and all that. And things happen for a reason. So if my builder had put the loft conversion on, this wouldn't be happening. But something somewhere has helped me make this decision. So Nanny and Grandad aren't getting any younger. They're both 70. But without going into too much detail, they're both not functioning at 100%, shall we say. So it sort of makes sense to move across the road from them to help them and keep an eye on them and look after them a little bit. So that's what we're doing. That's what we've done. But that, as we have had, obviously, we had the biggest Florida holiday in our history this year. 19 days with 17 people, costing me personally approximately £19,000 all in. But then I'd booked a night out with the Millers, staying in a hotel. Then, obviously, Halloween Hard Nights with the boys. Then our Scotland trip in October. Then a Centre Park trip in December, and then another trip next year in February where we've booked to go to New York. And we did all that before I decided to buy an house.
Yeah. Whereas I've done it the other way. I bought a house and then decided to go on trips that I can't afford.
I mean, how stressful is it? How stressful did... Because last year you bought a house, but you still come on podcasts and everything.
Yeah. That was kind of my stress busting. It kind of gave me an hour or two to just forget out about everything at that point.
I mean, you must be 9 to 5 basically in your job. So I'm obviously not, being a train driver. So I'm like, I could be on a week of earlies where I'm getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. And then I'm on a week of lates, but then I'm on a week of nights. So that's why at the moment I've kiboshed podcasting. And every year around this time of year, I think it's a bit of sad. I always consider leaving podcasting, I'll be honest with you. And I don't think I've been a regular now on the podcasts for 2 months, maybe.
Yeah.
And I haven't missed it. I've got to be absolutely honest, I haven't missed it. But when I've come on and podcasted, I've enjoyed every minute. So obviously that's me being a drama lord.
And that, honestly, at the back end of last year, I contemplated it as well. I know I've not been doing it for as long as you have, but it got to that stage where it was kind of like, look, I'm either going to have to take a break and do what I need to do, or it's just going to be done. And at the beginning of this year, I took a little break, and then you came back to me, and I think you realised that I'd kind of floated away for a little while. And offered me the chance to help things with you and Nick running the shows and everything, and it kind of grabbed my attention again, and I think I've been fairly consistent since. But yeah, there was a time at the beginning of the year where I was just kind of like, maybe it's time I'm done and I just go back to being a fan again, like I was previously. But yeah, the whole expanding the podcast, I think, helps a lot as well. The whole network becoming a bigger thing.
I'm doing too many podcasts. We've got the Kevin Smith podcast, which I haven't got a problem with doing, because we've never labelled ourselves. We're a weekly show, we're a monthly show. We're just a show that, for us two, it's something that we both enjoy, we both love, and we can just talk about it as and when we find time. And so far, we haven't found
time. Yeah, and that's just one of those things.
We're going... Yeah, so that doesn't need to go anywhere. Morlando, I love doing Morlando. I love Luke's sense of humour. Me and him together are dirty. Morlando's basically a nonce with little Timmy the Flid in his chair. It's the worst Orlando travel show on any network ever, because... Luke doesn't go to Orlando and I don't like staying off property anymore. And then Morlando's a nonce. It's fucking amazing. I love doing Two Tribes with Stuart because he's my oldest buddy in the world. And our friendship was suffering because of podcasts. So instead of fucking podcasts off, I introduced Stuart.
Yeah. And I'm really looking forward to meeting him. I've not met him yet, but obviously we're sharing this trip in a couple of weeks, and I'm looking forward to finally meeting him.
He's a cracking fella. He's a fucking bummer boy, and he'll probably split you with his big fat cock. But is life.
That's what life's all about.
So the only show I can really contemplate leaving and kicking away is, well, ego for one, because I don't know what ego is anymore. And then my bench, because that's just the ramblings of a madman. But if I just go to a very loose schedule, I don't have to give up any of them.
Yeah, I know. Sorry, my baby's crying.
You're right, buddy. What's up?
Oh, dear.
What's up? Do you want to say hello to him quick?
Hello, mate.
He's talking to you. Say hello.
Hello, are you okay? You have a bad dream?
Go find mummy.
Oh.
Mummy. Should I put him on the bed? Should we go and get bed with mummy?
Sorry, baby.
Yeah. There we go, baby.
I don't know.
There we go.
Oh.
In bed with mummy now. Sorry about that. I could hear him crying over the top. There we go.
Oh.
We've both had children disturb us tonight. So it's one of those shows.
A 15-year-old drama llama and a little baby.
There we go.
Oh, when they have a little dream like that, it's horrible, isn't it?
He's all right. He's in bed with his mummy now.
What's mum doing?
She was asleep.
Oh.
But, yeah.
This is like Kerry.
Let's go back to where we were. Podcast, yes.
Yeah. So I don't think I'm going to shut any podcast down. I've neglected my After Dark podcast network duties of tweeting out stuff and whatever. Part of that is because I'm sick of social media. I just can't be arsed anymore. And I think that's because I'm a 45-year-old man now. I just can't. I'm only on social media now because of the podcasts. And I'm sorry, all everybody else who listens, all you listeners out there. I haven't got Facebook on my phone. I haven't got Facebook on my iPad. So what I do is when I feel I need to do something, I'll reinstall it and I'll put it on for a couple of days and then I'll delete it again.
I've done exactly the same this week. I deleted Facebook last week, put it back on this week so I could set up our event in Orlando. But by the end of this weekend, it'll be gone again.
Yeah. There's just too much noise. I would rather use my phone now to read some news articles and read a book. I find, rather than just scrolling through, watching mundane people doing mundane things in my news feed, and Twitter's just fucking full of fucking pricks.
So difficult to pick anything out as well, and it's just like, I've tried. I've kind of built a little bit of a following over on Magical Kingdom of Walt. I've got about 800 followers on Twitter, 1,300 on Instagram, but there's just no interaction, and it just feels like it's kind of a waste of time. And it's kind of the vlogging. I'm going to vlog while we're in Florida, but it's for nobody's benefit but my own family. It'll go up on the channel, and it's
for
them to watch when I get home.
When you're dead. What I'm planning on the Halloween After Dark adventure, whatever it's called, doing a daily podcast out there. I love the walking and talking aspect of things. I'm also debating whether to just put each house, so the Ghostbusters house will be an episode, basically. So we talk about it as we're in the queue, what we think it might be like. Then we record the audio going through the house, and then we record our reactions, and then I put it out. So there could be from this weekend, I know me and Nick did a lot of editing. We had a lot of content. There's got to be 8 hours worth of content there, I reckon. On them four shows, there might well be 8 hours of content going on there. But once we get home and we record one more episode where we reminisce and talk about our favourite bits, that podcast is then archived and put to bed.
Yeah, it'll be done.
And it'll just be basically an archive for us to revisit when we're depressed.
I went back and revisited your audio from the last time you went with Nick, just in the last couple of days, and really enjoyed it. So I'm looking forward to seeing what we get while we're all there, where there's a bigger group of us.
Oh, I think what the beautiful thing of it is you've got your own podcast, so at any time you can go and do Magical Kingdom of Walt and just put that out on that feed. But then you've got Diz After Dark at your disposal, you've got Universal After Dark, and you've got the After Dark Adventure. So you've got all this stuff at your disposal to put out as much content as you want to or don't want to. You know, I can't wait to hear how yous get on in Galaxy's Edge. I wish I was going with you, but I just can't break our Grace's little heart. And I mean, to be honest, the way my finances have been the last month, I just couldn't do it. I have been in such a dark place the last 2 weeks, just worrying about money. And today I've sorted it out, and everything has lifted. And a massive weight has gone off my shoulders, and I just feel a lot more happier about everything. But I can't wait. So now I'm looking forward to enjoying everything. Is that Nicholas joining us?
I don't know what you mean.
You're a prick. Fucking 10:30 at night.
This is like prime time for me.
You're a weirdo. We've talked about streaming services. We've talked about the new Apple devices. We've talked about what we did all summer. And we're now just rounding up. Oh, we've talked about podcasting and quitting podcasting. We're now talking about my money worries. So what do you want to bring to the table, Nicholas? Nicholas Flamel, if that is your real name.
Can I quit podcasting? I'm going to peak now, aren't I?
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
You have peaked. I want your next podcast series to just be you wanking and crying.
No.
No, just do it. Change your name to Joshua Bottlebing, and then just wank and cry.
No.
How's your summer been, Nicholas?
Has it been all right?
All right, my darling. Yeah, all right.
It was all right. I mean, weather was nice, wasn't it?
I don't know. I was away for most of it.
Better weather here than when you was away, to be honest. Yeah.
Oh. What do you think of the Apple devices?
I don't like the look of the iPhone 11 Pro.
No one looks at the back of their phone, dickhead.
But because the back is quite sexy on my XR. I like the camera on that. But I think
I've never seen it. It's on the opposite side of my phone.
I'm looking at it right now. But I think what it does is impressive. And I love this.
Oh, but Android phones do it. They're just catching up with Android.
Yeah, the difference is, though, is when Apple release it, it works.
Suck
that, dickheads.
Oh, fuck off, Android nonsense.
Apple Watch ain't really changes it.
Has
it?
It has. Yeah, the processor in an Apple Watch. I mean, I've got the Series 4, the processor is twice as fast as the Series 3. The Series 5, I don't know how fast the processor is, but it's got an always-on screen.
Oh, I don't like that.
Oh, well, I'm used to it not being on now, but I've just flipped my wrist there and it didn't come on.
Mm.
So I can you'll be able to now just glance at your watch like a normal person does with a normal watch and see the time.
Mm.
I'm all about that. I'm all about
Apple TV or whatever. Apple TV Plus.
Yeah. I'm intrigued.
No.
And I'll get it free for a year.
When you buy something, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but that is such an aggressive way of forcing themselves into people's lives.
It's a business model done before, isn't it? Mm. It's what, when BT launched their sport,
how much money are they writing off? Because how many iPhones are they going to sell now, right? Several million.
Yeah.
100 million, mm. whatever. You know, but then iPads, but then other stuff, you know, iMacs, whatever. Every single new device that is sold for Apple is getting it free for a year.
Yeah, but like, so if your household bought 3 new iPhones, you wouldn't get 3 years worth of Apple TV Plus. You'd get 1 year. Oh, no, but what I'm saying is, so, you know, this is a short-term thing. And most people don't have their iPhone nowadays, at least, don't have their iPhone for a year. Like, I think it might have been you said the other day, the fact that iPhone sales are down, I think.
That was someone else in the group. Right. I think it was Ryan. iPhone sales are down, right, because iPhones now are so good.
That's exactly it. Like, in previous years, like when I mean, my first iPhone was the 3GS, right? So
yeah, same here. Oh no, I had the 3G. Okay. I had the 3G. The prick lied to me. He said, "I don't know what you're talking about. The 3GS. It came out the week later."
So I had the 3GS. Then I had a 4, 5.
I had a 4,
7.
A 5. I had a 5. I had a 6 plus. So I had a 6 plus.
Originally, I went 3GS to 4, 4 to 5. In fact, that's a lie. I went 3GS to 4, and then 4 to 5S. And then I went 7S. And then I went to the XR. So I then started going every other year. So initially, it was about a year. Then it went to 2 years, or thereabouts, maybe 18 months. But when I had my iPhone 7, was it 7S? Might have just been 7, whatever it was.
7, okay. You had the 7
so,
with me.
I didn't feel the need to upgrade it when the 8 came out. Because, one, there wasn't enough of a difference. You know, there was an emojis and whatever else, and the camera was better. But it wasn't enough for me to upgrade. And the phone still worked perfectly well.
Kerry's still rocking an iPhone 7.
So, I mean, I upgraded mine in the end because I felt it starting to get a little bit sluggish. So I upgraded it. But that had lasted me over 2.5 years when I upgraded mine. So, you know, they last longer now. So, yeah, of course sales are going to be down because people are not buying them in the mass hysteria they were a few years ago. People are having them for a longer period. That's it. They're still selling a shitload, even if sales are down. They're not gone from, like, selling 10 million iPhones to 1 million iPhones.
What they've done is they've put the illusion of premium by calling stuff pro. That's what they've done. So the iPhone 11 Pro, whatever it's called, is a fucking unbelievable piece of kit. But that was the new iPhone, like, 5 years ago. It would have been the top spec, but it was only one new phone come out. Now they're putting out 3 new phones for 3 different price points.
Like, when I was looking at that presentation on the Pro, I thought I'd use half of that. When I got this XR, the reason I got that is because I could have gone for the XS or whatever it was called. But to be honest, the stuff that the difference between the two phones, the things I weren't really going to use. So therefore, why am I paying this extra money for it? So
yeah,
I was perfectly happy. And I will say that this is possibly the best iPhone I've ever had. I think it's absolutely brilliant. Of course it is. I've had very few problems with it.
Battery life's stunning.
Get almost a day out of it, and I've had it.
I'm rocking iOS 13.
I think it's a really good phone, and I think that's the thing now. Like, you don't have this constant need to evolve, and also you've got to remember, Apple are having this big drive at the moment about environmentally friendly and all this kind of stuff. They are trying to make their products last longer. And as a point of that, my son has my old iPad Mini, or my iPad Mini, because I wasn't really using it very much, so we gave it to him to use. Now, that iPhone Mini I bought in 2013. I got that iPad Mini, and it still works almost like new.
Same. Mine's exactly the same. I think I possibly bought mine beginning of 2014, and it'll be coming with me to Florida in a couple of weeks.
I mean, mine won't be because it's now my son's. But do you know what I mean? Like, but that shows the quality of their products. Yes, they're always priced more, but I had a Google, what was it called? Nexus? I could bought a Google Nexus before I got the iPad. And that piece of crap lasted about a year. Awful thing. And yeah, it was like half the price of an iPad, but for a reason, because it was cack. And yeah, all right, I could do more things on it if I wanted to do like illegal downloads of TV shows or whatever. But quite frankly, I just want the thing to bloody work. And it didn't do that very well. So, you know, yes, you're paying a lot more for an Apple product, but they last a lot longer than your rivals.
100% agree. So, right, we did have a topic, Nick. I don't know if you've seen the topic.
Oh, yeah, I love topics. Hazelnut and every bite. Yeah.
Do you still get them? Fuck off.
Go to Poundland and get four for a quid.
So, base... Four for a quid. They must be shit. Everything else is 60p. So basically, I've started listening to people, old music that I haven't listened to for ages, but it's like new music. Without playing my card just yet. So I'm going to go to Paul first, because he knows what we're talking about. What new music have you been listening to that is obviously old music?
Again, it's sort of rediscovering of stuff that I've listened to before, but kind of haven't quite got into, and I've settled into it recently. And Nick's going to love this. I've been listening to a lot of Aerosmith recently.
Have? What?
And I don't know why. All of a sudden, something popped up in my YouTube feed, and I was like, oh, I'll have a listen to that, like an acoustic version of one of their songs. And then I've gone back through their back catalogue and just really, really enjoying it at the moment. And the other thing that I've been listening to a lot, and I should listen to it more regularly, and I've been listening to to Elvis Presley's 68 Comeback Special quite a lot.
Oh, that is an album.
I mean, yeah, it is an album. It literally is an album.
No, that is one of the all-time greatest albums ever recorded. Fantastic, Paul. Fucking fantastic. Why? What happened to trigger that?
I don't know.
Though?
As I said, the Aerosmith thing was just in my YouTube feed. And I listened to the 68 comic. It's the one musical event that I would have loved to have gone to. I was brought up on listening to Elvis. That's my family's thing. As I've said before, my brother was in a rockabilly band for the first 6 or 7 years of my life. that was I was brought up on that stuff, and that's the thing that's just always stuck with me, is that one event. And if I see a song come up somewhere, then I end up listening to a multitude of different ones, all the different takes that they did, because it was filmed multiple times over the one day. So yeah, just listening to a lot of different takes from that day.
Have you listened to the Elvis Hawaii yes. special?
Yeah, that was something my brother used to watch quite regularly. As I said, he was massively into Elvis. He had all the films, so I was brought up on all of them as well. The one song that I can always go back to is Jailhouse Rock. Still an absolute classic, and the video was a classic as well. So yeah, just a lot of Elvis, and especially that 68 comeback special.
Nick, what about you?
I don't rate Elvis that much, to be honest.
Now, what have you been listening to that you know from the olden days that maybe you've touched on in your youth, or is there anything that you've gone back to?
I mean, basically? I listen to a lot of old music. I listen to a lot more old music than I listen to modern music. So a band I discovered quite late on was the Kinks. I've talked about them before. I think very underrated, and they, you know, influenced a lot of the bands that I did really like growing up with, like Blur, Oasis. You know, Britpop in general was kind of quite heavily influenced by the Kinks and music in general. They were like arguably the first proper rock, you know, or even heavy metal band. You know, You Really Got Me is like one of the early heavy metal songs before heavy metal was even a term. So I listen to them quite a lot. Elton John, before Rocket Man, he's someone that I keep going back to. And again, you know, when I was growing up, he was still a little bit in the charts, but he's, you know, 70s stuff is... you know, the best work of his career, but he's got decent songs all throughout.
Do you listen to just his hits, or will you consume an album?
I don't consume album. I mean, to be honest, most of the stuff I listen to is on shuffle anyway. So I might look up an artist, but I'll probably play it on shuffle rather than go for an album. There's a few. Albums that I will listen to as an album, but not many. Normally, if I just want to listen to an artist, I just play a playlist or something.
You see, for me, I've always loved Queen, but I haven't loved Queen. What are you drinking?
A cup of piss. A cup of piss then. But I don't love Queen because I only love the Queen hits albums, 1, 2, and 3. It's the worst thing you can do as an artist is put your greatest hits out, because it defuncts everything that you work for, I think.
But... I get that. I mean, there are one of the Kinks' biggest albums or most famous albums is Village Green, Preservation Society, and that is that kind of tells a story, a bit like Tommy did for The Who.
Never heard either of them albums.
I was never that much into The Who, but again, other than a few of the big hits. But yeah, I mean, you know, there are some albums that are designed to be listened to. Well, we saw that the other week, Craig, weren't we? That on my bench, the fact that it's very rare now for an artist to make an album. What they do is they make 10 songs which gets stuck together, and that's not the same thing.
Yeah. You know,
a lot of the 60s and 70s bands would make an album, and the Beatles obviously did this as well, that would, you know, tracks would be in a certain order and there'd be a certain theme running through it, or there'd be certain influences, and it would all kind of make sense if you listen to it as you would have to have done back in those days, in one continuous motion. People weren't jogging about when they bought an LP for the first time, they were not skipping that needle over to listen to a different track. They would sit there and listen to the album in its entirety. And it's something that we no longer really, really do. So, yeah, guilty of not listening to things sometimes in the way that you should do.
Well, for me, I've discovered, I mean, I've always, obviously, I'm a Scouser, so it's the Beatles, blah, blah, blah. But George Harrison, I've always had all his albums and I've always listened to them, but I haven't listened to them for years. And he was the most spiritual of all the Beatles. He chanted the mantra. He planned his own death, how he was going to leave his own body. You know, he took it to the nth degree. He basically knew. He knew the fucking secret. And I've been listening to him, but I also watched the film that came out about him, the documentary, a few years ago. And it just absolutely blew me away. So I've been listening to George Harrison solidly. But on the back of George Harrison, I've been listening to the Traveling Wilburys. So
I was going to bring up the Traveling Wilburys because I haven't gone back to listen to them. And I know very little, but I was watching a documentary recently about Roy Orbison. Because obviously the Traveling Wilburys was like one of the last things he did before he died or started to. So I think the whole idea around the Traveling Wilburys is quite interesting.
So basically, George Harrison is going out. He's got a single, a 12-inch single for Europe from the Cloud Nine album, which the Cloud Nine album was the first Beatle album I ever had before I knew he was a Beatle. And it intrigued me. Why does it say "Thank you, John, Paul, and Ringo" on the album cover? Are you shitting me? So the music company said, we need another song to go on this 12-inch for Europe. So we didn't have another song. So is it Jeff Lynne?
Yeah,
is in the Traveling Wilburys. So he phones him up and says, can we get together and write a song very quickly and get it recorded? We need a recording studio and a sound engineer. And he says, yeah, you can come out for tea with us tonight. We're going out for a meal, me and Roy Orbison. So he's like, oh, right, okay. So he goes and sits with them and has a meal and has a conversation. And they're all like, and Roy says, well, I'd actually like to come and watch that, not be involved in it. I'd like to come and watch that. And he's like, yeah, yeah, you can come along. So they phone up, they're thinking, where can we get a recording studio for tomorrow with a sound engineer and everything like that? So they phone up Bob Dylan. So it's like, Bob, can we come round? Because he's got a recording studio in his garage. So they're like, Bob Dylan is like, yeah, man, come round. So he has to go to Tom Petty's to pick up his guitars to take to the garage the next day. And that is how the Traveling Wilburys, because he goes to Tom Petty and says, oh, I'm going down to record with Roy Orbison and Jeff Lynne tomorrow. And Roy Orbison's only watching. And he said he wrote the music for the first song with Roy Orbison in mind. And Jeff Lynne was like, that's a bit cheeky, that. You know, you should maybe ask him first. But he did it anyway. And he said, well, what's the song called? What are we... And it was Handle With Care. And it was basically, there was a box in Bob Dylan's garage with Handle With Care on. And he said, oh yeah, it's called Handle With Care, just because he looked at that box. And he wrote that song. That was 88. I think Roy Orbison died of the heart attack in either late 88 or 89. And then he did a second album in 1990. Now, again, to fuck with everybody's heads, the first one's called Volume 1 and the second one's called Volume 3. But the whole thing, George Harrison, he's just unbelievable.
The last album he put out after he died was just fucking... I listen to that all the time. I mean, that's... So the last things he put down on tape is him chanting the mantras and all that. I think he's the only person on the planet who gets it. I do. I really do. So that's who I've been listening to.
Interesting. I'm definitely going to go and listen, because we talked about George Harrison a few weeks ago, just when you started on this kind of thing with him. But yeah, I'm going to go and listen, because I never really followed them. I've never had any big solo stuff. In fact, I don't think any of the Beatles stuff I listen to solo stuff. I've heard a few of the later kind of Paul McCartney albums when they first come out, which is from, you know, mixed bag. But George Harrison is actually, I think when you look at what they've done and everything like that, I think he was a very underrated member of the Beatles.
Paul's a big Beatlehead as well, I think, because of Oasis and all that. They all lead into one another, basically. But the Beatles together, their studio output is 8 years, 10 albums. Every Scouser knows, whether they love them or hate them, you're born knowing the words to everything. But then you look at the body of work. Basically, in 64, John Lennon was 24 years old. You know, he is done by the age of 30 as a Beatle. And then he's murdered at the age of 40. Even when he was John Lennon, he's putting out an album every 1 or 2 years. The content that these boys, four boys, have put out is absolutely fucking mind-boggling. Whether you think it's shit or not, I don't listen to all Paul McCartney's albums. I listen to some of them. Obviously, we all know his hits. His last number one was in the 80s, and it was Pipes of Peace. George Harrison, he's the last Beatle to have a number one.
On you.
And that was, yeah, exactly. Ringo was the first Beatle to have a number one after the Beatles split up. But as you know, I want that playlist, which is every single Beatle album and then every single solo album in chronological order, but I haven't found it yet, so I'm gonna have to go and make it myself. Basically,
hey Dubs, I've got a question for you about the Beatles. When you was at school, because we're the same age. When you was at school and you used to like sing songs and assemblies, did you ever sing Beatles songs?
I have vague memories of singing Yellow Submarine.
The reason why I say that is because I remember singing When I'm 64, Yesterday, Yellow Submarine, Octopus's Garden.
I was going to say Octopus's Garden as well, yeah.
I think that might have been it. But the thing is, I didn't know until I was much older that they were actual songs. Like, I just thought they were songs we sang at school. I didn't realise that we were singing famous songs and that they were by a band. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I definitely have the same memories.
Yeah.
I had a tape when I was little of kids' songs. And on that tape was Yellow Submarine and Octopus's Garden. Now, I don't for a minute think it was the Beatles singing them. They were obviously just a band singing them. But I could definitely... I mean, like I say, I didn't know Paul McCartney was a Beatle. The Frog Song. I remember the Frog Song. I remember the Pipes of Peace. That song is absolutely phenomenal. One of my earliest memories is Mull of Kintyre. I absolutely adore that song. Mike. It isn't. It actually isn't. It's phenomenal. And I would have been about 4 years old, wearing a vest with no bottoms on, with just me knob out, eating me breakfast,
which was cornflakes in a bowl and listening to Mull of Kintyre
image that I'll not forget in a hurry, unfortunately, because I really want to forget it already.
It's going to be walking around Aventura like that in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I hope not get
faulty. And then obviously George Harrison comes out with Got My Mind Set On You. Now, his last album was 82. He wasn't very prolific with his albums like McCartney. And he burst back onto the scene with, he had a fucking, the worst haircut you'll ever see in the 80s.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Fucking horrific. But he had a lot of nostalgia and he was starting to remember the good times back when we was fab and all that. What's that noise?
I don't know what that noise is.
Right.
What are you... Are you trying to roll a spliff something?
I've never had a spliff make that noise, but... right, Nate, Craig, you know who Weirdo Yankovic is, right? Have you ever heard his spoof of that song?
Got my mind... when we was fab?
No, it's, he did a song called This Song Is Just Six Words Long. And that's the chorus. This song is just six words long. This song is just six words long. It's a good one. It's a good one. I'll try and find you a YouTube link.
Is there anything else we want to talk about? This has been a bloody good episode. I've enjoyed it. we've had children on this episode.
Yeah, we both had children on this episode.
Well, I can hear one now.
No, we haven't. We haven't had children on this episode. We've had children on this episode.
Oh no. Okay.
So, who wants to say the magic words? 92 minutes.
Craig's anal cream? No, what did I call it?
hemorrhoid cream. That's what you had yesterday.
What did I call the product? Oh,
I can't remember.
Anal right. Craig's anal right. Yeah, this episode is sponsored by Craig's anal right.
I'd buy that. It's your product, to be honest.
I like the product so much, I bought the company.
Cue the music.
Good day. Bad day. Just take them as they come along. Well, I say, you say, don't even matter to me. Smiling on the other side. Smiling on the other. Smile. smiling on the other side.
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 This podcast is part of the After Dark Podcast Network.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.